This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
This is a music show, episode number 114. I am your host. Thanks for tuning in. This week's intro tune is a space-agey kind of tune by George Barnes, Tiger Rag. Recorded in 1952, and you know, I think there's some trickery on here. I've heard it before, and I'm hearing it here now. Let's listen to this at half speed. So I think George and friends were playing along with a slowed down version, and that's what we're hearing now. He's not superhuman, he just sounds superhuman in the regular speed. This is a pretty destroyed 45, but yeah, you get the point. Anyhow, lots of great music for you, cleaning up some loose ends, and I got a couple of mega mixes that I stapled together real quick. Thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the show. Another cover by Roy Edsel and his band before, and this one is another one that you can sing along with. Let's enjoy the happy sounds of Paranoid. set of loose ends I wanted to get to. So that last song there was Polly Brown. I played the flip side of this a couple weeks back, a song called Puff Up in a Puff of Smoke. This was the flip, Saving All My Love. And I actually prefer this one, but I played the other one for the theme a couple weeks back. Before that was another song by The Projection Company. I didn't really know the name of the band at the time. I just assumed they were an unknown artist. This was a song found on Top Pop Hits of Today. That song we just heard there was called The song I played before from this compilation was called Wild Times. And when I looked into this a bit more today, I found that these weren't covers of a band called The Id. This was a previous band to The Id called The Projection Company. And it sounds like they recorded a bunch of demos, and one of the budget labels took those recordings and started putting them out. And a couple of those songs from those sessions showed up on this Top Pop Hits of Today that I picked up. Looks like there's a few more songs out there on other records. I hope I can find those. Anyhow, and I started off the set there with a Black Sabbath cover by Roy Etzel and his band from Germany doing Paranoid. Kind of sounded like either Blood, Sweat, and Tears, or maybe not that, maybe Chicago doing a cover of Paranoid. I hope you're all singing along to the happy sounds there. All right, here is a stapled together mega mix of some funky tracks, starting with BT Express. Pretty well. That there was Sky. That last song there was called Here's to You. And before that was Tom Brown with a little bit of a song called Thighs High. And those were a couple of 45s from that big, big haul of 45s from Windsor, Ontario, near Detroit. And before that was a couple of LP tracks. We heard from T Connection, a song called Groove to Get Down. And it started off with a song by BT Express, a song called Do It Till You're Satisfied. And I think that's from a self-titled LP, and it might be their debut from sometime in the 70s. All right, here's Portland All-Stars.
Thank you.
Rock Steady for you there. That was The Cables with a song called Be a Man. And that was the B-side to their single called Baby Why from 1968. I'll play the flip at some point in the future, I think. And before that was some dub from Portland All-Stars. That was a, it's titled here Portland Rock Part 3, but it's a cover of a Bob Marley song, Baby We've Got a Date, as performed by Sedley Jackson, whose voice you heard there a little bit in that dub. All right, let's check out another little mega mix I stapled together. This one starts with Cabaret Voltaire. Thank you. Little mix there. As I said, we last heard from Gang of Four, a song called Is It Love? And that was a part of the extended dance mix, an edited extended dance mix there for you. And Andrew Gill, who passed away in February of 2020, just over a year ago, rest in peace. Yeah, so he was a writer of that song, and I've been waiting to find some Gang of Four. It's taken me this long, so I was happy to find some and share it with you. And before that, we heard quite a well-known song, at least up in these parts. That was Yaz, a.k.a. Yazoo, over across the pond with a song called Situation. And I did not know that this was originally a B-side on their debut single out in the UK, but it became a big hit in Canada and the US, relatively speaking. A dance hit in dance clubs is what I want to say. So I played a little snippet of the dub remix of Situation. It was remixed by Francois Kevorkian. And I started off the set there with a song by Cabaret Voltaire, a song called Sensoria. From 1984, and this was a 12-inch single that came out on the Virgin record label that's also coupled with a longer version of Sensoria and a song called James Brown. And I think this particular 12-inch might have been a Canada only. These three songs came together and part of a collection I picked up earlier this week, mostly of 80s Classic Alternative, as it's called now. So yeah, and about the Yes stuff, I didn't know that that's the source of that Girl Laughing, which is sampled a lot in a lot of songs ever since it came out. That Yes song is from 1982. And also that was the first song that Vince Clarke, the songwriter of Yes, recorded after leaving Depeche Mode, after writing some big hits for them. Just Can't Get Enough. And you hear a lot of that sound in Situation there. Anyways, I'll have some more music for you and some data for you shortly. But before that, I would like to do some shout-outs. I'll start with email this week. I got a great email from Andrew, who is reporting listening to the show from Stoke State Forest, New Jersey. How about that? He was camping, and he brought along his IC7300 and had a good reception with minimal fading. And he sent along a very nice decode. And I wanted to mention that he enjoyed the unrelated segments and Eloy. Looks like there's a lot of Eloy fans from last week's show. I also heard from Steve W4OGM, who gets the Hacker Quality Award. His decode result looks as if he broke into my computer and downloaded the master file. Great results from Steve out there in Peachtree, Georgia. Or Peachtree City, Georgia. I also got a nice reception report from Richard in St. Albert, Alberta, reporting a simple reception of 55434 and 55433, skipping between the two throughout the broadcast. Good to hear from you, Richard. I heard from a lot of nice people on Twitch with some great decodes. Mitch, KJ7CAT out in Arizona, sending along a picture of his tiny Malahit radio. You know, those little ones you maybe see from eBay and AliExpress sellers with the little screen on it. I'm pretty jealous of those. I want to get one of those. So using that little SDR and a U-loop and sending along some nice results. Very nice. Thanks, Mitch. I also got a nice decode from drmna.info. And congratulations again on the very fun birthday Beatles bash. I did catch the end of it, the great version of Penny Lane, the U.S. promo mix, which was very cool to hear, and I got a nice decode on the picture as well. Thanks for putting that together, and there's a call for all of you other Shortwave listeners. Put together an hour-long show or a half-hour-long show, whatever, and book some time on WRMI. You don't have to do it every week like some foolish people do, but it'd be cool if some people out there would do some one-offs like drmna.info did. Thanks for that, and thanks for posting along your decode from last week's show. I also got a nice decode from DJ Marcus McBee listening to the show on his tiny Texan PL360 radio. I also got a nice decode from Bobby WA5107SWL, one of his best decodes yet. I got a nice collage from Matt W0MDK, and he was a fan of the Northern Pikes and Emotions songs that I played last week. Dana K6JQ out in California, also listening with a PL360 and decoded the show with the TVAR Android app using an old Pixel Google phone. How about that? And he also recorded the show with an AirSpy HF Plus Discovery and got some great results on that as well. Kind of similar results with those two setups. Zach in Alabama posting another Hacker Quality decode. Very nice, Zach. And Zach also posted a picture of his brand new This Is a Music Show t-shirt in lovely navy blue. Good to see. It's cool. I made them available in black and navy blue, depending on what your SDR looks like and also your taste in t-shirts. Looks good, Zach. Thanks for posting. And he was a fan of Eloy and also the Xavier track I played. I like that Xavier track too. And I also heard from Roger out in Germany, sending along some nice analysis. And of course, he found the source of last week's MFSK 64 image, and that was a picture from the Hot Butter and Soul LP that I played from Living Jazz, the Jackson 5 ABC cover there. And Roger was not the only one who quickly sourced last week's picture. Frigid in the hfzone.org chat group also sourced it quite quick, right after decoding, actually. Way to go, Frigid. A few more shout-outs on Twitter. I heard from Al, WD4AH. Hello to Shortwave Listening Channel, SWL Channel. Mr. October, Weeds Up To Me Knees out in the UK, and Jerry Hectic, also out in the UK. F4ECA Fred over in France. And Brian, W8LN. And hello to Rose at Radio Northern Europe International. So there was a new episode, I guess, for this month. Hopefully I will have heard it. That's a good example of future perfect grammar. Yeah, I really enjoyed last month's program. There was a great song from the Welsh singing artist named Gweno, and I liked it so much that I ordered her two LPs, and I'll be playing one of those songs for you in the future. Thanks for sharing those great tunes, Rose, and I think it was Stefan who shared that Gweno song, and some great metal from Metal Mama as well. Yeah, thanks, Rose. A few more people to shout out. I wanted to mention about something Roger pointed out. Last week I played Radio Free Europe by REM, and he was asking if that was on purpose or a coincidence, because 70 years ago on May 1st was the first broadcast of Radio Free Europe in the Czech language from Germany. How about that? So that was not on purpose. I'm just riding the waves of used records, and that's the one that came into my hands, and I played it. So there's a great example of some synchronicity. Thanks for pointing that out, Roger. That's super cool. I wanted to get back to the hfzone.org Discord chat group. Hello to everyone in there. So hello again to Frigid, also Alex Rules 11, Hiroshima, Jeff, and Daddy Dave, DJ Marcus McBee popped in. I also heard from Cole, and of course, Dazman, all hanging out in the hfzone.org Discord chat group. So head over to that website and follow the links and chat with other people listening to the short waves. All right, if you'd like to get in touch, I would love to hear from you. My email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. One more time, if you caught a fade or some static, thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. Let me know where you're listening from, and if you've got a cool radio, and if you want to even send me a picture, you can post it over on Twitter and tag me in it. My handle on Twitter is thisisamusicshow, but no W on the end. And of course, your decodes and just general contact is welcome there on Twitter and also by email. And another reminder to go check out the thisisamusicshow.com website. There's archives of past shows up there, links to the official merchandise store, and maybe some other stuff. And you can also support the show with some donations. It would be really great to help out with airtime if you can, if you're able to. All right, I think that's it for that portion of the show. Let's listen to a little bit more music before some data. Here's some more reggae from Flowers and Alvin.
Transcript: Pussy, care. Mind your manners, don't forget.
And Alvin, and that was on the GG record label. Yeah, and this is part of the big haul of reggae records that I picked up many months ago, and I'm still going through them. I hope you're enjoying all these great reggae records I'm playing for you. All right, it's time for some data. MFSK 64 text and image. Here you go.
Oh,
right, there's your MFSK 64 text and image for this week's program. You can email me your results at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. Or if you do the Twitter flavor of social media, you can catch me there at This Is A Music Show, but no W on the end. And of course, if you don't do that digital stuff, I would still love to get your reception reports. Once again, with the email address, thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. And a special call to people who hear the show and have never emailed me. I want to hear from you. All right, I have one last song for you, and it's kind of a bummer song. Sorry about this. It's by a group called The Intruders, and it's a song about your buddy taking your girl, a song called Friends No More. All right, this was a music show, episode number 114. I am your host. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you can tune in again sometime. See ya. Stay safe.